This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio in its new location. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a facility in Florida, 27,000 square feet, where they like to maintain 50 million rounds at all times of all calibers. If it's in stock, it's on the website. If it's not in the website, it's not in stock. It's a very simple thing. And that's why I like them. When the ammunition is sparse, they have it. When ammunition is plentiful, they have it cheaper. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, still trying to get used to the new digs, the new setup, and everything else. Am I sounding okay, Jason? You think so? He'll tell me later. Do you remember the story coming out of Reno? The high school where the kid went to school with the knives, and he was swinging the knives all around. He was attacking people with his knives, and then he got shot by a school resource officer. Do you remember that? Apparently, his family is still having problems understanding why a school resource officer would choose to shoot a student who's swinging a bunch of knives at people and refuse to surrender. So we get this from his mother, Cheryl Pitchford. She said, "When you hear people say that bringing a knife to school isn't the answer to bullying, how do you respond to that?" It's not the answer. This is coming from his grandmother, Nancy Pitchford. She said, "It's not the answer, but to a 14-year-old kid, I guess it is, you know, not to hurt anybody with knives, but just to get them off of you. You know, just sort of stab them a little." His mother said, "I'm not defending my son bringing knives to school whatsoever. But what I ask myself is, what makes the school officer think that it's okay to shoot my son?" And here, this is a classic deflection, because part of the fault of this young man's, him going awry, lies with his parents, lies with his mother, lies with his grandmother. Because for some reason, they did not teach him how to be restrained, how to be disciplined. The Reno Police Department said that he had been involved in a fight with another student that day, and that the school district officer opened fire after the teen saw him, acknowledged him, and ignored commands to drop the knives. Now, family attorney David Houston, who wasn't there, who doesn't know, saying, "I do not believe that environment would allow Logan to have hurt the police officer." Now we're making things up as we go. Day after the shooting, Washoe County School Superintendent Tracy Davis praised the responding officers for keeping the other students safe. "Last December," she said, "had it not been for their quick actions and professionalism, I truly believe that the outcome could have been much worse." But now we're getting the "why not do this one day? Why not tase him? Why not shoot him in the foot?" And, of course, they're worried about what might have happened if that round had missed when that school officer shot and didn't miss her son. She said, "and having other kids standing around behind Logan and could have been struck another kid." Listen, Ms. Pitchford, and anybody out there who doesn't understand, let me explain something to you. When somebody brings lethal force to the equation, whether it's a knife or an axe handle or whatever it is, there's nothing out there stating that law enforcement has to respond to it by using less than lethal force. As a matter of fact, they have to respond with equal force or greater force in order to stop this individual. And that means, in this particular case, a firearm. Now, did Logan Clark pose a deadly force threat as he lunged and slashed his fellow students who milled around, filming him with their phones and staring at him with bovine stupidity? Yeah, yeah. Nancy Pitchford doesn't think that her grandson deserved to be shot, or that he should have been shot in the foot instead of in the chest. This is an indication of utter cluelessness and not understanding what it is to be one of the sheep. Shooting at somebody who's moving rapidly, one of the reasons you don't shoot people in the leg or in the arm or in the shoulder, and you aim for center mass, is because center mass is not moving as much and is blurred. No video. I'm sorry about that. I'm being asked in the chat room about video. Video right now, the hookup in the system as it sets up right now, isn't working. We would get a bunch of feedback, and we can't have that. Lost the video feed. But that's cluelessness. This is where you get out there and somebody says, well, they could have shot him in the leg, shot him in the hand. The safest option if you have to shoot somebody is in center mass, because that's not moving as fast. And, you know, means you're not going to miss nearly as readily. So, when you look at the pictures, you see young Mr. Clark on the ground and the SRO is in front of him and his gun is drawn, and there's knots of students all around the scene and concrete everywhere on the ground. If he'd shot at this kid's feet and hit the concrete, then you've got a ricochet happening. Or you've got fragmentation happening with multiple ricochets. So if he had shot at Clark's foot and struck the target, the bullet is designed to penetrate roughly the thickness of a human torso. That would have gone all the way through his foot, then hit the ground, and then ricocheted into the students. Either as, you know, one big round or as a bunch of shrapnel. So the only safe shot, which, you know, when you start talking about shooting somebody, you're stretching the word safe a little bit. But the only safe shot for him was to take one in center mass, which he did, as the teen was approaching him with a pair of kitchen knives. And I'm not talking about steak knives. I'm talking about these big cleaving knives. And what you basically had happen here was that Logan Clark was failed to a degree by his parents. Then he made a series of poor decisions that forced this officer to shoot him. Young Mr. Clark alone is responsible for his actions, and he is responsible for the actions of the guy that had to stop him, because his actions could not be allowed to go on infinitum. They had to be stopped. So, you know, this is a reality that the family needs to accept. This was not some angel. Okay? He may have had some issues, and, you know, I'm not saying that he didn't, but what I am saying is that getting out there and trying to second-guess them is not going to change anything. This would be referred to in law enforcement as a good shoot. And that idea just absolutely kills them. So, you know, is it sad that you have to shoot young people? Yes. Is it sadder that young people think that violence is the way? Oh, man, you just can't imagine. It's nearly as bad as these leftists that are out there that think, well, you know, we can just go ahead and default to violence, too, because after all, you know, Antifa. But they're wrong. They're wrong as the day is long, but that's okay. That is okay. When we get back, coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what Trump did recently and what it all actually means. There's some people out there that are sort of hung up on the fact, well, he didn't have the authority to do this. You know, forget it. We're going to talk about what he did. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load. offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is it's a gigantic facility with a gigantic amount of ammunition, in addition to one of the best semi-automatic magazine selections you've ever seen. Best prices out there on a regular basis. Something's always on sale there. If it's in stock, it's on the website. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. what is happening right now, and I know some people are out there not really understanding what has one thing that has fundamentally changed, but what's happening now in the world is that we no longer have a bunch of pathetic fecklessness in charge of the nation. We got our feck back. And the whiny progressives that are out there today that prefer our woman-enslaving, gay-tossing, toddler-crucifying enemies to the guy who beat their designated heir to the crown, well, they're in a bit of a tizzy. We, as a nation, when we voted for Trump, we signaled that we were going to refuse to continue to go down this path of submission and humiliation and utter failure by the president who fundamentally wanted to transform this nation into something altogether, you know, defenseless. Because, you know, as far as he was concerned, we couldn't have our enemies respect us, much less fear us. We can't have America reassuming its rightful place in the world. After all, aren't we taught that the United States is the root of all evil by our ponytailed, you know, teaching assistants at Fussy Boy U? Now, Trump is actually in the process of doing what Barack Obama never did, and what he and his coterie of pompous twits and political hacks, masquerading as a foreign policy brain trust, couldn't do. He's establishing a successful foreign policy doctrine. In order for that to work, unfortunately, there has to be a set of consequences if you decide to be a bad actor on today's stage. It's not even the activist Bush doctrine, which is often labeled neocon. His policy is simply America first. It was America first when he launched those cruise missiles at Syria. It was America first when he dropped the Moab, which is the massive ordnance aerial burst, or whatever they call that thing, the mother of all bombs, whatever you want to call that thing. Whatever it is, that was putting America first. That was him signaling to the world, there's a new regime in place today, and I got all the stuff that he wouldn't use, but I'm going to use it. The Obama doctrine was about staving off defeat just long enough so the next sucker would get stuck dealing with the resulting mess, while the bringer of light chills out doing who knows what in the South Pacific as Bill Ayers types up his memoirs for him. Obama treated our allies like dirt, and he didn't just embolden our enemies. He was paying them, literally, with pallets of cash, pallet loads of cash. And, of course, our enemies stopped fearing us. Why would they? It paid to be bad. To the extent that Putin diddled with our election by exposing the depths of Democrat corruption, it's because he wasn't afraid of that posing, prancing puff boy in the White House. There was no consequence he was fearful of messing with the Obama administration or the United States at that time. Putin is rethinking his game book right now, though, his playbook. As are those 7th century cultists in Tehran and that bloated bratwurst in Pyongyang. Everybody now is having to sit back and say, well, you know, we may actually have to play. They also saw Obama for what he was. He was a wuss, and he was without the stones for a fight, adhering to the motto, make love, not war. Trump, though, he said, we don't understand what they're going to do in Syria, and not only there. Good. Wonder. Fear. And be careful, because Trump might just kick your Harry Reid all over town. There's been a lot of talk about how Trump is changing his policies and flip-flopping And the fake stream legacy media is trying desperately to come up with some way to point out that the Trump regime has failed, you know, 100 days in. And, you know, the way they're characterizing it is that Trump has betrayed supporters by fighting America's enemies, which I don't know how that's called a failure. What you have is a bunch of prissy pundits who don't get the essential nature of either Donald Trump or the American people. They confuse Trump's critique of establishment foreign policy, one that resonated with the Americans that the elite asked to carry the burden of their interventionist shenanigans, with pure isolationism and even being a pacifist. And remember what I call a pacifist. A pacifist is somebody that has the option of destroying you or letting you be. America and Americans are sick of their lives and treasure being squandered by a bunch of milk-toasted idiots who tie their troops' hands and don't do what's necessary because they can't get it through their pointy heads that if it's important enough to fight a war, then we damn well ought to win that war. You don't fight wars just for the sake of doing something. Putting our interests first does not mean putting our head in the sand. Americans know these savages, and they are, need killing. And they're happy to oblige. George S. Patton understood this. One time he said, Americans love to fight, and Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. The very thought of losing is hateful to Americans. Except recently. Congratulations, Washington. You did manage to prove Patton wrong. We haven't won a ground war since Desert Storm in 1991, and we won that because we found the enemy, we fixed them in position, and we killed them until they were begging for mercy. And then we came home. And that's the lesson, and Trump seems to get that. When you're in combat, you kill them until they give up. You do not kill them and stop short. America is tired of seeing these people, these young people, that join the military, come home in bags because the D.C. hand-wringers were butch enough to start a fight but not man enough to finish it. Trump gets it. And that's what's happening. It's not illegal. It's enlightening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm sitting around trying to figure out why anybody would get upset about anything that that Trump is doing. But, you know, there are those that are a little bit nervous about certain things. But now, you know, Trump is not going to commit a bunch of ground troops to Syria. That's what that's about. And getting out there and dropping a bunch of sarin on a bunch of kids is not the way to go. And he knows that. I mean, we can't allow that to happen. But, you know, bear that in mind. He's just out there saying, we can get you anytime we want. Don't confuse what was with what is. Now, another thing that makes a few people sort of nervous right now is the coming push for national reciprocity. Now, everybody out there who carries a gun, who owns a gun, who believes in freedom, should believe in national reciprocity. I'm going to give you five reasons to reinforce that belief. Okay? First off, is that a right shouldn't be contingent on what state you're in, what state border you're crossing over. And that seems like it should be obvious, but, you know, Supreme Court affirmed in 2008 that it was an individual right to bear arms. All national reciprocity would mean is that state governments must respect a non-resident's right to carry a firearm for self-defense to the same degree as residents of the state. And despite rumors to the contrary, national reciprocity legislation would not dictate to states how and where residents could carry concealed. Non-residents would also have to abide by state regulations governing behavior and places to carry. Second reason is pretty obvious. You don't want to become an accidental criminal. And that's the very narrow line you cross when you cross into another state sometimes. Have you ever heard of Brian Fletcher or Raymond Hughes and Meredith Graves? Each one of them has something in common. They are concealed carriers turned accidental criminals because they carried their legally owned firearms into a state without reciprocity. Brian Fletcher was the utility repairman who traveled from North Carolina to New Jersey with his legally owned firearm to do disaster relief work. After volunteering the information about his gun to a police officer in New Jersey, he was arrested and subsequently faces 5 years in prison.
And that's the thing. This is one thing I don't understand about concealed carriers. Why don't you look at where you're going and what those laws are before you go? You're making a presumption that's going to change your life. Raymond Hughes is a corrections officer. He was simply traveling through New Jersey when a drunk driver sent him to the emergency room. He had his legally owned firearm in his car, but because New Jersey doesn't recognize non-resident carry permits, he was charged with a Class 2 felony. Similar story happened to Meredith Graves, a registered nurse and concealed carrier. She left her handgun in her purse while visiting the 9/11 memorial. When she left New York, she left with a misdemeanor weapons charge added to her record. And these are, I mean, this is not even scratching the tip of the iceberg. Many instances of law-abiding gun owners getting caught up in the confusing patchwork of reciprocity laws here in these United States. Number three, concealed carry permit holders, we are some of the most law-abiding people on the planet. Certainly well above the average here in the United States. 2014 study from the Crime Prevention Research Center showed that roughly 11 million Americans have concealed carry permits, up from an estimated 8 million in 2011. Now it's closer to 15 million, 16, probably 17. It's probably ticking up. CPRC also examined permit holders in Florida and Texas. Between 2008 and 2014, Florida had an average of 875,000 active permit holders. Their permit revocation rate during these years, and that's a very important statistic. That's the rate of concealed carriers who had their permits revoked due to, you know, breaking the law, was a staggering 0.00007%. The rate of concealed carriers convicted of crimes was similarly low in Texas, a state that had 584,850 active permit holders in 2012. Of those, 0.021% were convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony. Bottom line is that we are very well behaved when we're carrying a gun, and we've earned everything that is already right anyway. Number four, reciprocity laws as they are practiced today can change frequently, and they don't. There's not a whole lot of notice to it, which leads us back to the part about otherwise law-abiding gun owners becoming an accidental criminal. When a law changes with little public notice, it's difficult to know whether or when or how you'd run afoul of them. And it does happen. In 2012, the state of Delaware, under the direction of then-Attorney General Beau Biden, dropped reciprocity with concealed carriers from Virginia. In 2015, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring announced his state would stop recognizing permits from 25 other states. And it is up to each one of us as individuals to stay on top of the state gun laws. If you've been legally carrying your concealed handgun from Virginia to Delaware for 10 years and you didn't know about changes in reciprocity coming down the pipeline, you'd probably make that additional trip without checking. So very easy for the well-intentioned to get caught up in legal troubles when we're talking about a patchwork of state laws that can change with little notice. Number five, in states with concealed carry, that specter of the concealed carrier is a deterrent. Having that specter in all 50 states would be good for the overall violent crime rate. It would go down. Law-abiding concealed carriers protect people all the time. And as much as the gun control advocates would like to argue that there's no such thing as a good guy with a gun, there's mountains of evidence that's, you know, they state otherwise. So, just last June, headlines swept the nation of a concealed carrier who stopped a mass shooter outside a nightclub in South Carolina. Then there was the Minnesota mall stabbing. Remember that one? The Somalian? And who could forbid, you know, and that was stopped. This was a law-abiding concealed carrier. Then in January, when two armed men tried to rob a jewelry store in a mall in San Antonio, Texas, they were stopped by a concealed carrier. They'd already shot and killed an innocent bystander. Who knows what would have happened if the gun owner hadn't stepped in? And that's just a few stories. And there's many more out there. This happens between 2,000 and 6,000 times a day. And the truth is that responsible, law-abiding concealed carriers are an added layer of protection for everyone. The anti-gunners and the pro-gunners and the low-info voters who haven't got an opinion one way or the other.
The problem here, and the reason we have to have this, is that too many states make it difficult or impossible for gun owners to carry concealed, let alone across state lines. And in this uncertain world, the last thing the state should do is disarm a law-abiding person. This doesn't make anybody safer. You want to know what would make people safer? Let them exercise their right to defend their life and the lives around them, no matter what state they're in. Yeah. That's what's got to happen. There will be a lot of people, though, that state that this is, you know, this would be wild, wild west. It'll be, and this is, we've heard this, we've been hearing this since the 80s when Florida started this concealed carry permit thing that we have nowadays. They were the first ones out there, and everybody said it'll be like, you know, we'll be, you know, every time somebody takes a parking space, it'll be settled with a gun, and somebody cuts in line at the movie theater, it'll be settled with a gun, and, you know, none of that came to pass. Where there is crime, of course, that kind of thing happens. But, I mean, that kind of thing happens for no reason. Having a reason actually helps them solve the crime, but a lot of this is just, you know, senseless violence. It's not the gun owners that are the issue. It's not the gun crime that is going to save, you know, that's not indicative of anything gun control does. But empowering people to protect themselves, that would go a long way. When we get back, we're going to talk about the left-wing globalists and everything that they have destroyed up to this point. Yeah. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, I just got an email from them. Let's see what is new in the land of Ammunition Depot. Free shipping on orders over $99 if you purchase an M2A1 2-pack, which is a 50 caliber ammo can. Okay? You get $40 cash back when you buy American Eagle handgun ammunition. They've got a bunch of rebates going on. And they've got an emergency prep giveaway with from Wise Company, the food company. They've also got a battle axe and some ammo that goes with this as well. So check them out, because everything they have, where did my, I lost the cursor. There it is. We don't need to be that right. We'll take that away. Everything on the website is in stock, 27,000 square feet. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Does anybody like to vacation in Sweden? Because the ultra uber liberal Sweden is becoming a shell of their former leftist self, because the leftism has turned this once peaceful country into a chaotic multicultural cesspool of violence and a whole lot of unrest. The Swedes, they took a lot of pride in their open-mindedness, believing that their good intentions and big hearts could overcome a collision of cultures when it comes to immigration without assimilation. Everything there was running on good feelings and, you know, emotional thinking. They assumed that their kindness and generosity would be reciprocated. And they believed that their sophistication and their universal outlook would elevate them above the consequences of what happens when third world mindsets reside at first world addresses. And they were wrong. Now, in Sweden, crime is on the rise, and the Swedish police officer, Peter Springar, has had enough. He put out a Facebook post that he openly admitted wasn't politically correct, and he said that his suspected perpetrators for crimes that week came from Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria again, Somalia, unknown country, Sweden. Of course, Sweden's prime minister, leftist Stefan Löfven, challenged these claims, which quickly went viral. But then the prime minister had a change of heart after the April 7th terrorist attack, when a truck was used as a battering ram. This is when an immigrant showed his appreciation for Sweden's open-minded, open-hearted, feel-good generosity by hijacking a beer truck and mowing down a crowd in a bustling Stockholm shopping street. After the attack, reports emerged that the police went searching for clues in the Stockholm suburb of Tensta And they were run out of the area by a bunch of rock-throwing hostile gangs of immigrant youth. Now, Löfven promises Sweden will never go back to the mass immigration they had in the autumn of 2015. Never. Of course, they do have, I don't know, I don't know what the numbers are, but they got plenty. According to the UK Daily Mail, 80% of the asylum seekers admitted in 2015 did not have identification papers. That means they were never able to be vetted. Nobody to call. Another 40,000 were let in without seeking asylum, and they simply disappeared, and nobody knows where they are. They were let into the country, and they either went out of the country or they're in the middle of the country, but one way or the other, nobody knows where they are. Now, they may never go back to their 2015 levels, but what's done is done. And what is done? Well, what do they manage to accomplish here? Well, they flush their safety and security and national identity straight down the loo, and they will forevermore reap the consequences of their nonsensical choices, like former President Obama and Germany's Angela Merkel. Löfven is a megalomaniacal left-wing globalist. He's an ideologue who proudly promotes policies normal people hate. They live in a world defined by childlike assumptions of multiculturalism. Multiculturalism has worked in the West about as well as socialism worked in Venezuela. During a CNN interview with Brooke Baldwin, a Syrian man, Qassam Eid, praised and thanked President Trump for the Tomahawk strike on the sarin attack in Syria. Eid told Baldwin he didn't see the media or all the people protesting Trump's travel ban, raising your voice against President Obama's inaction in Syria that made us refugees get kicked out of Syria. Truth makes it into the mainstream. I'd said, if you really care about refugees, if you really care about helping us, please help us stay in our country. His country, not America, not Germany, not Sweden. See, the reason Europe took them all in was to maintain the welfare state. Nobody's been birthing them babies in the European landmass. And in order for the welfare state to have enough money coming in to not have riots in the streets of a bunch of, pensioners, well, we got to bring in some new blood. So they brought in these 7th century refugees. They're not from the 7th century. They just live like it. The left-wing globalists wrongly assume that their open-mindedness and their worldview and their inclusiveness and commitment to unity is a guarantee that everyone is a happily, they're going to all live happily ever after. Frankly, this ideology only succeeds in making them feel good, but it manages to kill a bunch of us all the time. It seems like we're always dying in some form or fashion. Due to this inclusiveness. Now, this guy, Eid, this is a true Syrian, okay? Most of these people, notice that when, let's go back to what that police officer put out there about the nationality of the people that he busted. Iraq, Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, Somalia, Syria. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So out of 11, two of them were actually from Syria. The other 9 were not from Syria, but they were Islamic. And that's where the problem comes. This was never about refugees. This was never about refugees. This is about letting combatants in your country come in and live in a good life and everything else so that one day they can spring up and saw your head clean off. Sweden is learning that the hard way. Germany is learning that the hard way. England, well, they're trying to fight back, but they're still learning it the hard way as well. And then, of course, there's France, which has learned it the hard way. Italy, lots of places in Europe, beautiful places. If you've never been to Europe, what you have missed now that all of this nonsense is in place is should break your heart. It should be breaking your heart. Of course, it won't because you don't know what you've missed, but take my word for it. You have lost so much history, so much culture in the name of maintaining power. And that's all that ever was maintaining power. Keeping a bunch of people happy to where you could get reelected and stay in office and maintain all of these policies and everything else. In the meantime, you know, the United States has been footing the bill to protect the European landmass, and now that's about to change too. So, I mean, pretty soon NATO is going to be one of these places where if you're not paying your dues, well, you don't get to come in the club. That's something that always should have been that way. We would be in a much better place today if that were the case. So, what do you say? What do you say? Here's what I'd say. We're coming up, we're about to flip into the next hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about the good Samaritans out there that maybe think that they're carrying a gun to defend other people. There's going to be some bubbles that are burst. There's going to be some bubbles that maybe stay intact. I don't know. There's going to be some hearts broken, but, you know, truth has to get out there. It simply has to be allowed to roam. And that's all coming up next hour, number two. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.